Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, giving you a courtesy call back today. Can I please have the zip code?
37115.
Well, thank you for that, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and can I please have the first and last name?
Samantha Ayers.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And you said that was 37145, correct?
No, 37115.
My apologies. Okay. Okay, ma'am, and can I have the shipping address on the account, please?
897 Snow Avenue, Madison, Tennessee.
Thank you. I've pulled up an account with that information today, ma'am. I see this is in regards to the meal planning app called Bites Hub. This app is a fitness and mobile app designed as a meal planning app, helps to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. This is going to be a monthly subscription for the amount of $69.89, and this was created when entering into a contest for a mixer, ma'am.
Yes.
A second mixer.
And I didn't know that I was going to be subscribing to that.
Yes, ma'am.
So I want to cancel all of that.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, it was stated in terms and conditions when you placed the order that you would also be signing up for the meal planning app called Bites Hub.
Okay, I'll be more than see that. So I want to cancel all of that.
I'll be more happy to assist you with that today. I do want to let you know we do have a $20 off the monthly service fee, which is bringing down we have a $20 monthly service fee versus that amount of $59.89 I can place on the account, and that'd be $20 a month if you would like to take advantage of that.
No, I don't want to subscribe to nothing.
Okay, I'll go ahead and just cancel your account out. Please stay in line.
Okay, will I be charged?
Okay, ma'am. This is canceling out the account for all future charges for you, ma'am.
So did I get charged the first one?
Yes, you've been billed already. The $59.89.
Okay, so I'll have to just dispute that charge, I guess, huh?
I'm sorry, ma'am. What about the charge?
I guess I'll have to dispute that charge.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I can go ahead and try to speak with my supervisor to see if there's anything we can do as a courtesy, ma'am. But the charge is a valid charge, as you did have to agree to the terms and conditions. Please stand on the line while I speak with my supervisor and see what we can do.
Okay, well, I didn't know. And okay. Yeah, thank you.
I went ahead and spoke with my supervisor and was able to get them today to approve a refund of 75% back to the account for you today, ma'am, as a courtesy.
75% of the
yes, ma'am.
Amount. Well, I guess that's better than all. I mean, losing all of it, so. It's my fault, so I don't mind paying 25% of it just to be done with it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and get that refunded for you.
Okay, thank you. So how much would that be, do you know?
I'm working on getting that the account canceled out, so I'm working on the refund.
Okay.
Let me just a moment. It's going to be $44.91 is what the refund would come to.
Okay. And they took out 59, so I'm losing 15 just by not reading the terms and conditions pretty much.
So what you'll be getting right back is $44.91, ma'am.
Yeah. But they only took out 59, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It was only like one time so far.
Yeah.
So what you'll be being billed instead would be, oh, I messed that up. Sorry. I'm trying to make sure. $14.97 would be what you'd be billed instead.
Okay.
After the refund issue.
Right.
Okay. Let me finish getting this issued for you, and I'll have confirmation number in just a few moments for you, ma'am, okay?
Okay, can you email that to me?
You will receive an email, but I still have to provide it over the phone for quality and training purposes.
I'll receive the email from you.
I'm still working on the refund. I haven't finalized
it, okay, ma'am.
So I'll have confirmation number in just a few moments. Please stay in line.
Thank you for helping me.
You're welcome, ma'am. It's my pleasure. That is what I'm here for.
Sorry, I didn't read the fine print. Are the terms and conditions? I should have, but I should have known it was too good to be true anyway.
My piece of advice in the future, before you place anything online, make sure you thoroughly read those terms and conditions. And if you don't understand what it means, this is just from my personal experience, I don't place orders unless I understand the terms and conditions and have read it thoroughly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I thought I warned something, so should know better.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. I'm almost done with your refund. Okay, your account has been canceled and refunded, ma'am. You ready for your confirmation number, ma'am?
Let me get an 18. Oh, you said it'd be emailed to me, too?
I'm sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear
you. Did you say it'd be emailed to me, too?
Yes, you're going to receive an email. Are you ready for me to provide you with it over the phone as well? Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm just getting
okay. That's fine. Take your time. I just couldn't hear what you said. You were muffled. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead with that number.
Okay. It is going to be C like in Charlie 920770998. That is your cancellation confirmation number. Your refund confirmation number for your refund, you'll be getting back $44.91. And that confirmation number is 7265891812.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, and that refund will be back on your account within the next 3 to 5 business days for you, ma'am, okay? Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a wonderful day.